Good morning and welcome to Q95's morning news for today, Thursday, March 26, 2015. I am your presenter, Angelo Allen. In the headlines, 3 days after the death of a homeless man, police is getting assistance to solve the murder. Systematically high loan deficiency creates suffering for Bahamas financial system. And in Germany, students set aside discussions on TV shows, homework and the chatter for flowers, counseling and painful mourning. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Digicel. Details coming up next.
Digicel 4G.
Instagram.
Digital 4G comes to town. What music can this be the song? Super fast 4G on the scene. Selfie just like a dream. Extraordinary, baby.
It's time to be extraordinary.
Yeah, man.
#140 for more details on how to activate your data. Surf, stream, share, and play faster with Digicel 4G. Digicel, be extraordinary.
In the news, police say one man is in custody assisting with investigations into the death of a man who was set ablaze in February. Davidson Baby Daisy, 46, formerly of Silver Lake, was set ablaze while he slept on a mattress in an abandoned building in Pottersville on February 7th. The incident took place at approximately 9 a.m. in full view of several eyewitnesses and was reportedly connected to a $30 drug transaction which went wrong. Daisy was taken to the Princess Margaret Hospital and with severe burns all over his body, and he died on Sunday, March 22nd. Police PRO ASP Claude Weeks has more information on this very sad case.
We have a suspect, or we have someone assisting us in our investigations. And just to rewind a bit, especially for those who might not be au fait, but the gentleman's name, that's Davidson Daisy, he was 46 years, and I'm referring to the deceased. Davidson Daisy, 46 years. He was commonly known as Baby, and he was a chap washing vehicles, you know, he was from Silver Lake washing vehicles. And leave or take a little rest close to, that's the Riverside apartment. That's in a little dilapidated building close to the Seventh-day Adventist church there. That's where he used to kind of cool out, you know, in that old building when he came by this grotesque or dastardly act.
Mr. Weeks says the crime is a grotesque one and the police will do everything within their power to ensure that it is investigated as thoroughly as possible.
You expect a lot of speculations, but let me just hit us right off the bat. If your program is for education, I just want to let us know that the court doesn't deal with speculation. And while we may say what we want or how we feel we should say it, let us really get to the substantial issues. The substantial issue is that we have a deceased, and that, as I said, it's really a grotesque act. Nobody should do this gentleman that. Whoever it is, nobody should do that to him. Now, given the speculation, as I said, we are not operating on speculation, but we have to operate on facts. We have to operate on evidence. And that is what investigations are all about, is to go and get everything, whether primary, documentary, forensic, or whatever it is that you can get, because it is the duty of the prosecution to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt. You cannot go frivolously before a magistrate or a judge and say, well, they say that in the public and that, and police know who, or that person know who, and so on. So here it is. We have a gentleman, of course, obviously, you don't expect me to see all of what we are doing with respect to the investigations. That indeed would be breaching the protocol. But let me just allay the fears of the public, and especially those who like to speculate. If we don't have the hard facts, if we don't understand the issues generally, my humble advice, and I say so with respect, don't seek to create fear in the citizenry, or at the same time to tarnish the image of the police organization.
In other news, newly elected president of the Dominica Water Sports Association, Daniel Perriman, says Dominica has some of the best ratings worldwide for diving, falling within the top 10 amongst the top 100 Atlantic destinations, and at number 5 for macro-healthiest reefs and photography. Perriman says with respect to the reefs, Dominica has learned many lessons, particularly following the invasion of the lionfish, which was detrimental to many other islands. He says the introduction of the Marine Reserve has provided the opportunity for measures to be implemented which actually serves to protect Dominica's reefs from the lionfish invasion.
Dominica, we are kind of blessed in the reefs, and also we learned a lot, especially the invasion of the lionfish. We learned a lot of the mistakes the other islands did. And what we hear now, even from the top people in the diving world right now, is like the reefs here are so well kept, you know, especially with the lionfish. We do see lionfish, but in the marine reserve, we've been trying our best to eliminate as much as possible, you know. So compared to anywhere else you probably go and dive in the Caribbean, we are probably on top of our game on the control of lionfish. Well, I think the reserve was a good step. I think we should probably even look at making another area in Dominica another reserve. You know, it helps the smaller fish to grow up. It protects the coral and that sort of stuff. We got to advertise more. We got to get the fishermen in more of the lionfish, you know. Also on that topic, we are one of the islands where we'll be able to promote lionfish in restaurants and so compared to other islands, you know. Right now, I think lionfish sells for about $11 a pound in Dominica. Don't quote me, but in other islands, it's not even selling.
Minister for Social Services Catherine Daniel has called on members of the newly inaugurated Mount Prosper Village Council to assist government with its efforts at creating a better quality of life for members of the community. Daniel made this call as she addressed the sixth inaugural ceremony of the Mount Prosper Village Council on Monday. She also called on council members to take their role seriously, be honest in their dealings, be faithful to their task, and be true to themselves and their community.
As central government, we have put in place support systems to create for our senior citizens an environment where their integrity is maintained. Programs such as the Yes We Care and non-contributory social pension assistance are two of the most recent programs which seeks to enhance the quality of life of our citizens. We urge you as councillors to assist us in ensuring that no one is left behind as we seek to respond swiftly to rescue any citizen who slipped through the acute poverty crack. Councillors, play your part as local government, ensuring that gaps are closed, narrowed, or totally eliminated. I heard your chairman with a plea to you all as councillors to give it your best shot in this respect. You have been chosen as leaders of your community. I humbly urge you to accept your role seriously. Be honest in your dealings. Be faithful to your task and be true to yourselves and your community.
The members of the council are Michael Lanz, chairman, Joseline Maxime, Eugenia Jolly, Mildred Nicholas, Walter Ankiel Bugunu, Emil Cado, Magdawil Paul, Ted Maxime, Tracy Diane Sandy, Madison Austin, Etienne, and Connie F. Offa. The National Cooperative Credit Union Limited, NCCU, is organizing a series of creative competitions as part of activities for NCCU Youth Week 2015, which will run from April 20th to the 24th, 2015. This is an initiative to encourage youth savings. According to a release, young people 16 to 25 years of age who enjoy taking photographs and or making short videos are being invited to use their smartphones, cameras, and other devices to creatively capture still and moving images on one or both of the competition's themes, Wild About Saving and The Art of Membership. Entries are to be posted on the creator's Facebook page, and the deadline for entries is Monday, April 13th, 2015. Terms and conditions and rules for the competitions are available at all NCCU branches and on the NCCU website. When choosing the winner and runners-up, the judges will be looking for fun, creative, and original entries that evoke the best interpretation of the themes. The first place winner will be awarded $500, second place $250, and third place winner $150. Consolation prizes will also be awarded for other outstanding entries. NCCU officials say primary and high school students are being given the opportunity to be creative, and NCCU is working through the school and communities on exciting competitions for students. Family health advisor representing the Dominica Planned Parenthood Association, Miss Anne Saint-Louis, cautions young people to heed information from reliable sources which will ensure that they lead a healthy sexual life. Miss Saint-Louis made these remarks at the recent health fair hosted by the Isaiah Thomas Secondary School in partnership with the Ministry of Health and Environment under their pastoral care. Saint-Louis says there are many social ills which contribute to the poor and uninformed choices made by young people today.
And my job mainly is to talk to young people as to what are the things that they can avoid, what are the things that they can do to ensure that they lead a healthy sexual lifestyle. Because it's very burdensome, and sometimes it can be very difficult to manage, especially with peer pressure, social media, twerking videos, and all of those things that we think are the in thing.
And of course, supporting partners of the health fair included the Health Promotion Unit, the National Drug Prevention Unit, the National HIV/AIDS Response Program, the Dominica Planned Parenthood Association, and the St. Joseph Health Team. From Nassau, Bahamas, non-performing loans continue to plague the Bank of Bahamas, and the institution continues to suffer from what Managing Director Paul McWeeny conceded are systematically high loan delinquencies and reduced values on collateral holdings, despite the transaction with Bahamas Resolved Limited. In his remarks accompanying the bank's second quarterly report for fiscal year 2015, McWeeny reiterated that the bank sold Resolve $100 million in non-performing loans and advances, including accrued interest, completed during the currency of the quarter ended December 31, 2014. McWeeny said that through the sale, the bank recognized $100 million in unsecured promissory notes issued by Resolve, a government-owned and controlled entity. However, the bank's overall financial results as at December 31, 2014 still reflect the continued challenges with systematically high loan delinquencies and reduced values on collateral holdings characteristic of the current economic environment, he said. From Cayman Islands, Cayman Finance CEO, that's Jude Scott, on Wednesday expressed his disappointment on behalf of the financial services industry that a recent U.S. Department of State report listing of Cayman Islands as a country of primary concern was taken out of context by anti-money laundering consulting firm Compliance Aid for opportunistic reasons. Scott explained that the article in question took the information from the annual U.S. Department of State report out of context and implied there was primarily a problem in the Caribbean, when in fact the report being referred to actually listed 50-plus countries around the world. According to Scott, the actual report by the U.S. Department of State, a government, example, the United States or the United Kingdom, can have comprehensive AML laws on its books and conduct aggressive AML enforcement efforts, but still be classified as a primary concern or major money laundering jurisdiction. On any other Wednesday morning, the steps in front of the St. Joseph Carnegie Gymnasium would be packed with kids on their way to class, discussing homework, chattering about last night's TV shows, or laying out plans for the coming weekend. But not yesterday, Wednesday. Instead, students approached the class in silence, carrying photographs and flowers. In small groups, the teenagers lined up to lay tributes to their lost classmates before hugging each other wordlessly or dissolving into tears. At 10:53 a.m. on Tuesday morning, this school in the small western German town of Halton was changed forever by events more than about 620 miles away. A German wing plane carrying 16 of its pupils and their two teachers home from a school exchange trip to Spain crashed in the French Alps, killing all of those on board. Headmaster Ulrich Wessel said when the first reports of a crash came through, he was still hopeful, thinking perhaps they had missed the plane or perhaps there was a second German winged flight at that time. Instead, he said, the worst was confirmed, leaving him stunned and somewhat speechless. The community devastated and the classmates of the dead struggling to understand their loss. The army sergeant who abandoned his post in Afghanistan and was held captive by the Taliban for 5 years will be court-martialed on charges of desertion and avoiding military service, a U.S. official said on Wednesday. Sergeant Bo Begal will also be charged with misbehavior before the enemy, said the official. In a file image taken from video obtained from Voice of Jihad website, Sergeant Bergdahl sits in a vehicle guarded by the Taliban in eastern Afghanistan. The charges are the latest development in a long and bitter debate over the sergeant's case and underscore the military and political ramifications of his decision on June 30th, 2009 to leave his post after expressing misgivings about the U.S. military role as well as his own military role in the Afghan war. Desertion can carry a maximum penalty of death, but most military officials have said they believe that it is not likely in this specific case. And that's where we come to the end of our morning package, but let's take a look at the headlines once more. In the headlines, 3 days after the death of a homeless man, police is getting assistance to solve the murder. Systematically high loan deficiency creates suffering for Bahamas financial system, and in Germany, students set aside discussions on TV shows, homework and chatter for flowers, counseling and painful mourning. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Digicel. I am Angela Allen.